Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Ms. Catherine, and today is Wednesday, April 22nd. And we have a very special guest today. We have special guest Josie Milner. And I'd like to tell you a little bit about Miss Josie. She is a true country music sweetheart. She has enjoyed worldwide radio hits, international press, and multiple award nominations. The Kansas City, Missouri native's debut, Not Pretty Enough, thrust her into the country music spotlight and topped the legendary Indie World Chart. Her follow-up, Cowgirls, reached number one on the respected New Music Weekly Airplay chart, and also reaching the top 75 of the renowned Music Row chart. So I am going to go ahead and welcome in Miss Josie to the show. Hi, Miss Josie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing well. How's everything going?
Oh, it's going good. I'm actually getting kind of excited because I'm going on my last couple weeks of my first year of college, so I can't believe it's almost been a year.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. That's very exciting.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty crazy because, you know, of course, I have finals and whatnot coming up, and final presentations and final papers are being due, but it's kind of exciting to say, yeah, I'm almost on my first year of college.
Oh, my gosh, congratulations. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
So how has 2014 been so far for you, my dear?
Oh, it's been really good. You know, of course, just staying busy with everything and getting some dates booked and some new music out and recorded and, you know, just a little bit of everything.
Oh, my God, that's fantastic. Now, I know you're originally from Missouri.
Yes.
And tell our audience a little bit about you, because we haven't talked to you in about a year or so. It's been a while, my dear. So you did grow up on a farm in Missouri, and I also understand that you have done some racing at rodeos.
I did, yes. Like you said, I've grown up in Missouri. I'm still here. I'm actually going to school about 20 minutes from where I graduated from. So I'm going to the University of Central Missouri. So it's literally like Central Missouri is where I'm going. But yeah, I grew up in Missouri and I grew up doing rodeo. I did rodeo for 8 years before I got into music, and I did the barrel race and the pole bidding, the goat tying, a little bit of breakaway roping. And, you know, it was a huge part of my life, and it's something that I've been missing it, honestly. But you know what? My music is doing phenomenal things. I'm super happy with how everything is going. And, you know, so far it's been a wonderful journey, I can tell you that.
That is fantastic. And you're a young lady under 21, I understand.
Yes, I will be 20 in August.
Oh, my gosh. When's your birthday? I'll have to make a note.
August 19th, yep.
Okay, I'm going to put that on my calendar. So you'll be 21 or 20?
I'll be 20, yep.
Awesome. So let me ask you a couple of questions. How did you know you had so much, like, what was your first experience when you just said to yourself, you know what, as much as I love the rodeo and the farm, I feel like I could go out there and make a difference? At what age would you say you started kind of contemplating that, and mom and dad would be like, oh, my God, girl, you are amazing?
I'd probably say around age 14 is when I started realizing that I could actually make a career out of the country music. And actually, growing up, I've always loved music. I've always been singing or listening to the radio or asking for a CD for my birthday or just something like that. And so I've always been associated with it. It's always something I've loved doing. But whenever I was 14, I was invited to sing at the National Steel Guitar Convention in St. Louis. And so before that, like I said, we were doing rodeo. I never really had experience like that before. So to actually perform on stage in front of an audience was so crazy, because I never had an opportunity like that. But I got up there, and I loved the feeling of it. And I loved being up on stage and providing the entertainment for the people. And it was just such a rush kind of moment. And whenever I got off, I had quite a few people come up and say, hey, you know, we really enjoy this. You're really good for being so young. So we just kind of had to pay attention to that. And I was talking to my parents about it, and I was like, hey, what do you guys think about this? And they're like, well, we've supported you through everything else, so let's just support you some more. So we just kind of did a 180, went from rodeo to music. So
That's two different worlds, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
But that's really cool. You're still living in Missouri. You still have your roots and your family around.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I'm actually still staying at home for school. Like I said, it's only about 20 minutes from my house. And so I commute back and forth every day. So I'm home every night. And so far, I've loved being able to just kind of stay home because I have my parents there to help me if I need help. And I just kind of have my own little space. And I don't have to worry about sharing it with anyone or any of that crazy stuff. So
the horrors of having a roommate and all that. You know what? I think that is such a smart idea. I really do. Because, you know, when you go out there and get your first apartment and do all this, it's just people don't even realize how expensive it is to just go and do all that. I think it's smart at your age because I have a friend, one of my closest friends, her daughter turns 21 actually on Monday. So we were kind of chatting about that earlier. And she said the same thing. She said, I'm going to have my girl stay at home for as long as possible. No reason to go out, spend all this money on rent when they have a house, you know. She's been
there
forever.
Oh, my gosh, I know.
Right?
My tuition is pretty much cut in half from staying at home. So if I can save that extra thousands of dollars a year by staying at home, you bet I'm going to do that.
I think that's
a
career
I got to pay for.
That's right. That's right. I'm sure that there's a lot of costs associated with that, with travel and things like that, you know?
Yeah.
So, Jesse, what so far, and I know you're so young, what would you say was your biggest break so far? Because, you know, the music industry, as everyone knows, is so highly competitive, and there's just so many amazing artists out there. What would you say would be, like, you know, the time where you were like, wow, this is really happening, and your big breaks to just get out there and be around, you know, a lot of huge names, really?
Yeah, you know, I feel like I've had quite a few moments like that. I don't know if there's just necessarily one moment. I'm like, yeah, this is serious kind of thing because, you know, I've had both my singles have hit number one on different charts and also hit number 74 on the Music Row chart. And 74 doesn't seem like a huge deal, but that's kind of like where all the big dogs are, like, you know, like Miranda Lambert or George Strait, and just artists like them that you hear on the radio today. And since my song do that well, that was like an oh my gosh moment. And then, you know, just at my shows, just having people come up to me and just want to take pictures with me and ask me for my autographs and, you know, just stuff like that. It's just kind of a constant occurrence where I just have to take a second and be like, is this really happening kind of thing? So I don't know if there's one moment because I have them all the time. I'm still having them. And, you know, I was actually talking today to one of my friends about how I was having dinner with my family one night. And we actually had someone approach me and be like, hey, are you Jamie?
Oh,
being recognized.
My God.
So, my first day of college, actually on campus, I had a girl stop me and I was walking to class and she's like, hey, are you Jason Miller, the one that sings this, this, this? I'm like, yeah. She's like, oh my gosh, I love your music. And, you know, to have something like that, it's pretty cool. It's not something that happens every day.
Oh, that is
so
cool.
Yeah.
I think that's so cool.
It's definitely something that'll make you smile, make your day a little bit better. I can tell you that.
Oh, I can imagine. I think that's fantastic.
Yeah.
So let's see. I had a couple more questions. So you write a lot of your own music, or would you say you write all of your music? How does that work for you, Josie?
Writing has actually been a fairly new process, and it's something that we're actually really starting to get into because it's just kind of something that will kind of make me stand apart, I guess you'd say, from a lot of other people. And we're working on my EP, and the last song on my EP is going to be wrote by my producer and I. And I'm super excited about songwriting. It's something I haven't really ventured out to yet. And so to kind of step into that whole new world, I'm looking forward to it, and I can't wait. And I know my mom can't wait because she's always like, I know you can write, and I know you can do it. I just want you to do it. And she's always saying how apparently I'm such a good writer, and she knows I'll be able to do really good at it. So I know she'll be excited when it actually, like, really happens.
Oh, my gosh, that's really exciting. Like you said, that's a whole new world, too.
Yes, it definitely is. And, you know, I don't know, I necessarily have been kind of intimidated by it, but I've it's been something that I'm kind of scared about because, like you said, it's completely different. It's you got to take a risk. And I know I've always been the kind of person that if I mess up, I get mad at myself. I'm a perfectionist. And songwriting is so vulnerable because you're going to mess up all the time. You're going to give me one song out of 100 songs that you write. So we'll
right.
see how that goes.
Well, I have a feeling it's going to work out for you.
Okay,
I really do. So I always ask this of all my artists. Do you get nervous when you get out there on stage?
Oh, goodness, no. I love performing so much. It's my favorite part of the career. And, you know, anytime I get a chance to go perform, oh, it's super exciting. Like I said, it's my favorite part. So, no, I've never been nervous when performing. And it's so funny because my parents, they hate me from an audience. They're just like, we don't know where you came from. That kind of thing. So I love it. I always have loved it.
Oh, that's great. I know I would be a nervous wreck. I'm with your parents on that. I'd be like so nervous, you know. But I think when you're a true artist such as yourself, it's what you do and it's your thing, and you can get up there and just be really confident and comfortable, you know,
exactly.
about your abilities. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Hey, what's your favorite song to perform?
Oh, my goodness. I think it changes every time I perform, honestly. If I had to pick one, I probably say one of my favorites to perform would be my version of Walking After Midnight. I love Patsy Cline in general, and kind of my own version is just my own version, like I was saying. And, you know, anytime I get to perform that, and people are like, oh, I don't know this song, but then I start singing the lyrics, like, oh, I do know this song. And, you know, I have a lot of fun with that one, so.
Oh, that's great. And if you could perform with anyone that you haven't performed with yet, Josie, who do you think would be like a dream collaboration?
Anyone, honestly. No. I don't know. It's hard to pick just one because there's so many people in the music industry that I admire and look up to. And but I'd say if I had to pick one, I might go... Goodness. I'd probably say either Miranda Lambert or George Strait. You know, George Strait is kind of like the king of country, of course, and he's always
Absolutely.
Been one of my favorite male artists. And of course, since he's not touring anymore, it'd be a huge honor to go and perform with him. But then Miranda, because Miranda is my favorite female country music artist, and you know, she's got a great voice, and she always releases amazing songs, and you know, she's an awesome person. So I think either opportunity would be super, super exciting.
That would be so fun to see you ladies up there. It'd be so fun. And you never know what's going to happen in the future, right?
You never know. You never know.
Absolutely. So do you travel much these days, Josie?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We actually just got back from Nashville this past weekend. We went down there. I had an award show that I went down there for. And we've been to Nashville several times. I've been to Texas, and I've been to Georgia. I've been to all the surrounding states of Missouri. And it's crazy because before I got into music, I would just pretty much travel between Kansas and Missouri. And now I'm just going all over the place. So.
Oh, my gosh, that's really fun. I bet that's exhausting, though, too.
It happens moments because we pretty much have drove everywhere that we went. And every time we go to Nashville, we drive. And it's an 8-hour drive from us. And so it's kind of a hassle, but we've done it so many times now that's really not even a big deal anymore. But
now, do you have brothers and sisters, Josie?
I do. I have two older brothers and an older sister. I'm closest with my older brother, who's going to school down in Rolla, Missouri. Actually, he's going to be an engineer. And so he's a smarty pants of the family.
Now, do they get to travel with you on occasion, at least? I would think that would be kind of fun for them, too.
Not necessarily. Of course, with them all being in school and having jobs and whatnot, they're not close to us anyways. But I know my brother that's in Walla. If he's ever back up in town, they try to go to my shows. So I have a niece and nephew as well. And so they're 4, and she's and my niece is going on 6. So my nephew's 4, and he's going on 6. And so, you know, they're not quite sure, like, what I do. They know I sing, but I don't think they know, like, the degree of it and how much I'm into it and whatnot. And so every time I go and perform and they come there, they're just kind of like, oh, my gosh, kind of thing. And I actually went and spent my spring break down there with them, just kind of hang out with because I don't get to see them very often. And my niece goes, Josie, are you the best singer in the world? And I go, I don't know, am I Kennedy? She goes, yeah.
Oh, my God, that's so cute.
And so I think she's kind of starting to catch on that, hey, I have an aunt that sings and whatnot. And, oh, my gosh, they're precious. They're like my favorite human beings there are.
Oh, they're at that perfect age, too, where they're kind of getting it, but not really grasping the whole gravity of how big you are, you know. But that's
oh my goodness,
really
yes.
sweet.
Yes,
oh
I love
God,
them.
That's so sweet. I love to hear that. That's really nice. So I also wanted to mention this for our listeners, too. I feel, Josie, that you're a role model for young women. With the foundation that you are spokeswoman for. So I'd like to talk a little bit about that. And for anybody that doesn't know, it is the anti-bullying, she's the anti-bullying spokesperson for Angels and Doves. Is that correct, Josie?
Yes, that is correct, yeah.
Absolutely wonderful. So could you tell everyone a little bit about what their mission is, what they do, pretty much how you got involved with that, and how people can learn from your experiences and how people can even help?
Definitely, yeah. Angels and Doves is a national anti-bullying organization, and they just go around, they talk to us about bullying and, you know, what you can do to help and who to get involved and how to handle the situation in the whole. And they're a phenomenal organization, and they're a nonprofit. They're literally doing it out of the kindness of the hearts and the donations that people like to give them. And, you know, so to be kind of a spokesperson for them, it's super humbling just to be part of a movement like this, you know, because bullying is such a huge problem anymore. And
I know.
It is. It's crazy. And I know from experiences of talking to people that it breaks my heart every time I hear a story about it, just because someone picking on someone else just because they don't look the same or they have different interests or, you know, something like that. And it's crazy because we're all here for a reason. There's no need to try to tear someone down just to make yourself feel better or anything like that. And I've been fortunate enough not to have an experience with that. And so I've been very fortunate with that. But it's an amazing organization. I definitely am really humbled to be a part of them.
That is absolutely wonderful. And, you know, you are a role model to so many young women, and it is such an important, and you're right, it is a really serious issue in our society today. And I can say, speaking for myself, when I was growing up, it wasn't as prevalent. I mean, you know, you had issues and, you know, things, of course, kids will be kids, but it just wasn't, you know, as bad as it really is today. So I really commend you for being such an amazing role model, Josie, and being a part of an organization that really cares, you know.
Definitely. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm sure that you've saved, you know, really helped. I'm sure that you've helped a lot of people.
You know, I really, I hope so. You know, I hope everyone knows that I'm just kind of here to help you with any kind of situation or problem. That's just the kind of person I am. I always try to make people happy before I'm happy, because making people happy is what makes me happy, kind of thing. So, you know, I've always been the kind of friend that if you need someone, just to turn to me and I'll be there right there for you. So I think that's
you know what, I'm
music
the,
yep. kind of incorporating my music just kind of ties in, of course, really well.
Oh, and you know what, just from hearing you say that, I can actually hear you coming out with some really and some really deep meaning. Some deep meaning songwriting. I really mean that.
I hope so. You know, of course, the songwriting process, I hope to be able to write some really good songs like that, you know, ones that have really deep meanings and really good meanings and touch a lot of people. And that's just kind of what I want myself to be known as, is just having songs that mean a lot and have different reasons behind them. So.
Oh, I can't wait to hear. Oh, my gosh. I can't wait to hear what comes next. It's so fantastic. So I wanted to, do you have a website for the anti-bullying campaign?
Yeah, you can go to angelsanddoves.com. It's super simple and easy. That's the organization that I'm with, and they have all their information on there and, you know, what you can do to help. And you also make donations. Like I said, they're a nonprofit. So any kind of donation helps them get to even more schools and talk to more people. So any little bit will help.
Excellent. And where can people visit you, Josie, online?
Yeah, you can find me a little bit of everywhere, honestly. You can check me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, you know, all that fun stuff. Just search for Josie Milner, Joseymilner. And you can also find me at my website, just josiemilnermusic.com. So, of course, my website has a little bit of everything, like pictures and info and a bio and music and all that fun stuff. So, yeah.
Oh, perfect, perfect. Well, Josie, thank you so much for being my guest today. You are really a true sweetheart, and you know I always wish you all the best, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what's next from you, my dear.
Well, thank you, and it was so nice talking to you again.
It was great to talk with you, and we'll definitely catch up again later in the year. I would love to have you back, Josie.
Sounds good.
Thank you so much, and enjoy the rest of your week.
Thank you, and you too.
Thank you so much, Josie. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So again, everyone, that was Josie Milner. And please do visit her. She's everywhere, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, josiemilnermusic.com. And as you can hear, she's just a really, really great young lady and always super talented and just a sweetheart. So thank you again, Josie. Thank you again, Michael Stover. I hope everyone is having a good week and enjoy the rest of it, and we'll see you next time. Bye for now.